Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stocks falling into bear market territory. And when we check in with David Johnson at this time of day, it either means things are really good or really bad. And the business analyst David Johnson joins
us
live
usually,
now.
But it's usually really bad. You know, when everything's good, you stiff me. You know, you go out and you talk about, you know, these slow car chases and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we have definitions. So a 10% drop in one of the averages is a correction, and 20% is bear market. And the NASDAQ's been in bear market territory for a long time, but the S&P average, the S&P 500, is the most closely watched average. And really, with the demise of all the retailers this week and everything else, the rotten sales, that's what did it. And just moments ago, we broke the level. We'd mentioned this the other day, but 38.37 on the S&P average, a close below that is bear market. Right now, we're at 38.31, so we're 6 points below it. But again, if you want to be strict, we've got to close at that level for us to enter an S&P bear market. Boy, I hope we don't.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, give us the good news here. What happens after a bear market? It just bounces back up, right?
At some point, they do. In fact, I was reading one analogy this morning. This guy said, you know, we're not going into a recession. This is vastly overstated. You still have a lot of people buying. They're just not buying the stuff that a lot of the retailers had in inventory. And this is like a beach ball that somebody has been pressing into the water. You know, at some point you take your hands off and it pops up like crazy. So you could see a little bit of bargain hunting going on earlier today. And they're sitting back and putting in bids and saying, you know, I always wanted to own Apple at this price or whatever else. But I am telling you, John, there's some stuff here that I haven't seen in a long time anyway. John Deere, I mean, Deere and Company, it's down 15%. It's down $55 a share today.
And, exactly, on a Friday. And, it just not a great way to close the week. And when we're talking about the Dow, it's going to be down 8 consecutive weeks, right? First time that's happened in 90 years, something like that?
Well, and actually, it kind of depends on whose record look at, but
All
I
right.
think it's ever. And we'll have 7 consecutive down weeks for the S&P and the NASDAQ. It's just been so long since we've seen any inflation at all, or since we've seen higher interest rates. And so there are a whole lot of traders, there are a whole lot of CEOs who don't know how to handle this and how to operate during a period like this. So we'll see if it carries on. But right now, as we speak, the Dow's down 475, NASDAQ's down 293, the S&P's down 71. So these are all losses of 1.5% or so, except in the case of the NASDAQ. That's 2.5. Crude's up 42 cents, but gold's down 60 cents. We've got, 47 minutes to redeem ourselves?
Yeah, I'm looking for the good news, but I'm sure you'll give us some at some point.
I'll give you some in 47 minutes.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much, David.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.